are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they think that babies born larger than a certain weight requirement, maybe, or weight statistic, maybe actually more at risk for autism. So we'll talk about how maybe larger babies could be at risk. We'll also talk about this Wisconsin family that found a fully stocked fallout shelter in their backyard, I guess created 50 years ago, when they were concerned about the Cold War. Pretty cool stuff, what they found. We're also going to be talking about how suicide rate has unfortunately risen sharply among middle-aged adults. Boy, am I having check the radios, people. And they think it's because of the recession. Okay, I mean, I don't want this to be 1929 all over again. So as you can see, we've got a very busy hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. At 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So health officials are saying, according to USA Today, suicides among middle-aged Americans have climbed at a startling rate. The suicide rate for the age group jumped 28% between 1999 and 2010. Among whites, it shot up 40%. They think that this recession has caused more emotional trauma than other recessions, especially between the 35 to 64 age group. Also, experts say baby boomers have always had a higher suicide rate. So adding that to the current trend in younger people makes it look like we have more suicides than ever. They say not much change for middle-aged blacks or Hispanics. And the suicide rates for much older people or for younger people did not change. But it definitely went up in those between the 35 to 64 age group. Now, these numbers came from the CDC. Startling. Scary. And, when you look at what happened in 1929 and the Depression, and basically the Depression really didn't end until World War II. And for us, you know, World War II started in 1941, even though, the World War II in and of itself started in the late 30s, but 39, but, and then, the precursors to it. But, I think we all need to just kind of stop for a second and take a look at the reality that we're in. I get so gosh darn mad when I hear the news and the media go, okay, we're out of the recession. Woo, we're out of the recession. Good job, Obama. No, I don't need them trying to brainwash us, okay? We're having some hard times. My husband graphed how, he and I did financially. It's still going down, okay? Recession over my butt. Now, hopefully some of you guys got jobs, okay? Hostess, luckily, is reopening some plants. All right, we do see little, but true, they had to close their plants, and that caused unemployment. But if, we've been kind of flirting with the discussion that this has been a depression the whole time, not so much a recession, but a depression. And the only reason why it doesn't look like a depression is because we have a lot of government handouts now. We have credit cards people have been living on. Many people have been living in their homes. I find out that one has been in his home for 4 years without paying rent. So he's not homeless. He's just in his home in the bank because the banks aren't allowed to foreclose. They get to be in their home. So why isn't this a depression? And I would like the media to be honest and call it like it is, because if this is a depression, don't think Obama being reelected is going to get us out. The depression that the Great Depression lasted from 1929 till World War II, at least 10 years. We're only in year 4 going on 5. And my worry is people think there's light at the end of it. Now, you always want hope. But my worry is people think there's light at the end of the tunnel, or everybody else is doing well because the news is saying, yeah, recession's over, good job, Obama, and they're not doing well. And they think they're never going to do well. Sometimes it helps to know we're all in the same boat. You know, people always ask me why I'm so honest. They appreciate it. You know, I really haven't had anybody tell me too much information yet. You know, why I'm so honest about what's going on financially with us, you know, my kids, my marriage, because I think part of, you know, there's a lot of benefits to knowing you're not the only one. Okay, if you're married to a woman that started to don the muumuus and doesn't shave her legs all the time like she used to when you were dating, I'm here to tell you, you aren't alone. My husband's in the same boat. I mean, for those of you going, you know, gosh, I'm working harder than I ever have, and I have less money in the bank, if any at all, and it's always a struggle month to month, I'm here to tell you, I'm here with you. We are about to go into the worst quarter we have had in 5 years, and I'm scared to death. I have staff to support. I have family I'm helping support. I am scared to death. And, you know, seeing that suicide rates are on the rise, and, you know, now some people could say, well, Dahlia, Ambien was in the news. What about prescription medication? Maybe. You know, maybe. That's a theory, too. Okay? You know, we're talking about how ER visits due to Ambien and Zolpidem has put thousands of more people in the hospital over the last few years. Could be. Could be. But why are so many people going to these medications? Why are so many people needing sleeping medications, needing antidepressants, needing to go to the alcohol? Why? I think the recession is a big part of it. And I'm not blaming the recession for the suicides. That was just an article we were reading. You know, one of the theories that was being reported, by some of the experts that I read through USA Today. I'm not, blaming Obama for all this. But I think we need to be open and honest with everybody. And if we are not in a recession and we're in a depression, and if only certain parts of the country are doing okay, then just say that. Don't be feeding us a whole bunch of bull crap just to promote political agendas. We are in trouble, and a lot of trouble. And if people are killing themselves as a result of it, somebody better smack Washington upside the head and let them know we're in trouble. 1-877-DAFT-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. Work on the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently a Wisconsin family has discovered a fallout shelter and basically a bunker that was, from what we understand, supposed to be for the Cold War. Now, this family had been in their house for about 10 years in Neenah, Wisconsin. And they opened this heavy steel hatch that was there, climbed down the ladder, and they looked at the 8-foot by 10-foot chamber that I guess the home's previous owner had built to protect his family from a nuclear attack. They said floating in 5 feet of water, I guess seemed to be a bunker with a U.S. Army box packed with all the supplies a family would need to survive for 2 weeks underground. So you see candles, raisins, Hershey syrup, and other sweets. They had planted bushes to cover the shelter. It was kind of interesting. There was old military ammunition crates that had markings that suggested there might be explosives inside, so the family called the local branch of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The agent opened the crates, and I guess according to Mail Online, instead of finding ammunition, he found Hawaiian punch. So I guess they said this is what you would expect to find in the 1960s fallout shelter. Food, clothing, medical supplies, tools, flashlights, batteries, and enough to last about 2 weeks. Everything was actually pretty well preserved. Now, the family donated all of the items to the Nina Historical Society, which has curated an exhibit about the Cold War and the fear of the Soviets using the quote-unquote the bomb. But it's interesting. I mean, the towels, everything is just perfect. There was even a telephone directory. Not sure. Yeah. Didn't we think about doing that as kids? Let's kind of wrap something up with stuff from the 1980s, right? Like a bubblicious gum, et cetera, and bury it. And then hopefully somebody in the future would find it. You know, that's pretty cool stuff. I never did that. I wish I did. And if so, I'd want to go back and dig it up. But then you'd probably get arrested, my guess. But, you know, it just reminds us that, you know, I don't think we're overreacting, always wanting to prepare and always wanting us to have, you know, a bunker or a shelter, you know, that has our food supplies. And we forget to do it. Use this as a reminder to do it. And, of course, you know, I love freeze-dry guy. Using freeze-dry guy, it lasts forever. Lasts forever, but, you know, yeah. Okay, so babies born weighing more than 9 pounds, 14 ounces, or if they're under 5 pounds, 5 ounces, have a higher chance of developing autism. So if you have a overweight baby or an underweight baby, much more risk. Now, it's very interesting because a lot of, you know, a lot of kids that are higher weight, mom has diabetes, or mom is older, and, you know, we've talked about how older moms, older dads, that could put a child at risk for autism. They say there's a 60% increased threat of the condition in infants who were 10 pounds or more at birth, a similar increase of risk for babies with low birth weight, and they think this is some pretty strong evidence. Researchers believe a poorly functioning placenta could also lead to abnormalities of growth in the baby's brain. They said 1 in 100 children develops autism. Right now, we're looking at 1 in 56 kids. 1 in 56. All right. People ask, you know, Dahlia, why are there so many autistic children now? Is it the vaccines? Nah, I don't think it's the vaccines. Is it because moms are older when they're having babies? Could be. Could be a lot of people are having kids when they're older. So, I don't know. I don't think we do know. But look at that birth weight. It's something. It's, you know, remember, we're grabbing at straws here. And hopefully one of the straws helps us figure out and build the foundation for better understanding. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, this is interesting. I always like finding these, stories where there's a lack of hospital security, because I hope it just tells everybody to get their acts together. But I guess there was a woman posing as a healthcare worker at Billings Hospital. She accompanied doctors on multiple patient checks, and I guess she was just an imposter. She just put some scrubs on and a lab coat. So the woman breached security at Billings Clinic for we don't know how many times, all right? Apparently, she claimed to be a physician assistant student or a nurse practitioner student or a neonatal intensive care unit nurse. One time, she claimed she was the director of nursing. From what we understand, she has some medical background, all right? You know, makes you think, maybe stealing narcotics, who knows? And I guess she accompanied physicians as they checked on patients. And, just acted like she was one of the group. You know, that's interesting. I, when I was in the rounds and we were doing rounds and, the doctor would come up, there'd always be new people hanging out and that have the coat. So nobody really gave them any mind. And we would just go on and talk and be like, who are they? And then we just assumed they were from pharmacy. Cause every now and then the pharmacy students would have to round and whenever we asked, they said pharmacy. So after a while, you just stopped asking. And you're like, well, I mean, it couldn't be a bad guy or it couldn't be somebody, you know, I mean, who would want to be there that didn't have to be? And, I don't know. That's my guess. No arrest has been made, but they're trying to find her. It's funny because she walks around and you see pictures of her and she just looks like she's, just part of the crowd. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this, breathalyzer app, this is really interesting. It's a small held breathalyzer that wirelessly connects to your cell phone. And you can actually test your breath and post results to Facebook or Twitter. Now, you wonder why anybody would do that. They could get themselves in trouble. But, and some people think, you know, this BACTRAC, BACTRAC mobile breathalyzer could encourage drinking games. But the firm wants this out there to help people understand how alcohol affects their body. They say users can even create a drink diary of their evening with pictures of every drink and how it affected their blood alcohol level. That's interesting. What if it's wrong? You'll keep drinking. They get to choose between varying levels of privacy when you get this app. Private, personal, fully social, which posts results to their linked Twitter and Facebook accounts. I mean, I think this is going to help cops. I mean, you know, they make an arrest. They can even take pictures of their drinks using the app, and they can update their drink diary. It's pocket-sized, and it allows you to track your blood alcohol levels and plots in a graph over time. I guess the invention costs $150 with over 2 years of designing and planning. That was it. That's how much it costs. I don't know how much the app costs. I don't think they ever tell us because if they want to change the price. I mean, you know, I could just see people get drunk going, oh, man. I noticed that. I look at Facebook, you know. I follow some people on Facebook, and, you know, they go out, they start to drink, and then they want to show everybody their pictures on Facebook. Not smart if you're going to drive. Now, maybe it is a good thing to do, because if you're drinking and you post it out there, somebody's going to say, hey, George looks too drunk. You may want to make sure he doesn't drive. You know, I mean, that's one thing about Facebook and Twitter. Everybody's in your business now. Sometimes that's a good thing, especially if you're going to do something stupid, but then sometimes it's a bad thing. So I can't tell you how many people get fired because of their Facebook accounts. There was another report that an employee didn't get to keep their job because the employer wanted the Facebook account and being able to access the Facebook account. This is some scary stuff. All right. You know, we were talking about liability with, you know, employers and employees. And we're going to be talking about, you know, workman's comp and, you know, how to protect from, you know, getting fired, et cetera, later this month. But, you know, employees, once your boss demands that he has access to your Facebook, I don't know, I would probably be looking for a new boss. Okay, I think you're having a personal life should be a personal life, but also keep in mind, Facebook is not private. You know, as they're looking at the Boston bombers and the Boston bombing suspects, okay, I mean, the FBI can look back and trace at everything. So if the FBI could do it, so could a hacker. So just because you post something on Facebook doesn't mean it's going to be kept private. And for those of you that think you have an employer that looks at that type of stuff, or you think you're going to be in some sort of a career such that that kind of stuff will be used against you, then you may have to, you know, act accordingly. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I'll look at some of the politicians, Facebooks and Twitters, et cetera. They only tell you what they want you to hear. Okay? You're not going to see them drunk having margaritas. I mean, after Anthony Weiner and his private Twitter pages went to people and then it was spewing all over the place, there is no privacy. None at all. All right, guys, don't go away. Going to talk about the very high single mom birth rate, more than married moms. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when I was growing up in Phoenix, I was born in L.A., then we moved to Phoenix when I was younger. Valley Fever was a pretty big scare. Remember my sister always trying to tell me I had Valley Fever. She'd be looking at my tongue saying, oh, my gosh, it's white. I'd be freaking out. And then my mom would come home like, Mom, I got Valley Fever. And my mom was like, oh, my gosh, you're going to take it to the doctor. And then, you know, that's why she doesn't have Valley Fever. Well, Valley Fever, which is caused by coccidiomycosis, which is a fungal infection, is still around and rampant. And it looks like 3,000 prison inmates in Central California appear to be deemed at risk for this lethal lung disease and may need to be moved to other regions under an order from a court-appointed federal overseer. Apparently, two prisons have been found to have the disease, and apparently 36 inmates have died between 2006 and 2011. Basically, it acts like pneumonia, except instead of it being a bacteria, you inhale fungal spores that grow in the Mojave Desert, the American Southwest. The funny thing is it's not very contagious unless you're breathing out and somebody breathes in those spores. But, you know, the spores, if they're, being spewed around because of wind and the dust and construction and farming, et cetera, we usually see San Joaquin Valley, Mojave Desert, places where people can actually get this. Now, they've only seen two prisons thus far affected, but they are located in the San Joaquin Valley, which is, you know, the agricultural heartland of California. This has been reported by Fox News. Now, they say previous attempts to reduce the number of infections and the severity of cases were ineffective. They think those that are at higher risk are going to be African American, inmates of Filipino heritage, those with an immunocompromised system, and older people. So, this is going to be tough to have to move prisons and move 3,000 inmates. How do you know if you have valley fever? Same thing with pneumonia. Cough, fever, chest pains, muscle aches. Not everybody gets sick. Okay, but the small percentage that get very sick can die. It can be fatal. It's rare, but it can be fatal. So a recent study said that valley fever was identified as an underlying or contributing cause to 3,000 deaths over the last 18 years. So, or not the last 18 years, 1990 to 2008. So, I mean, 3,000 deaths, it's still a lot. And they say about 150,000 infections occur in the Southwest each year. So, we'll keep you posted on that. But, if you ever have an infection that just doesn't go away, I always tell you to tell the doctor to think fungal. Okay, now, I practice in the Southwest, so for us, we always think valley fever. It's funny, we don't think Lyme disease as often as a doctor would if there's an issue back east, because we don't see Lyme disease that much. We don't see Rocky Mountain spotted fever that much, you know, where I live in Las Vegas, but we see, valley fever. So you may be, a medical provider in Florida. Somebody may be coming back from, a trip to Phoenix or L.A. or Vegas having a weird cough. The antibiotics aren't cutting it. Take an x-ray. You may be able to see a fungal distribution. A fungal type of pneumonia always looks a little different than a bacteria type. Not always, but can look a little different than a bacteria one. Very easy to do sputum cultures. All right. I always tell, I know we have to save money, and with Obamacare, I get that. But, I tell students, don't just throw medicine at people. Maybe figure out what they have. You could start treating them because you don't want them to die while you're figuring it out. But get a sputum culture. Have somebody cough and, into a, container, and then let them take it to the lab. And it may not come out staph or strep, all right, or PCP. It may come out coccidia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess New York has this bike share program. And from what we understand, it's caused a huge stink, because they're not allowing anybody who weighs over 260 pounds to sign up. Some people who are of that weight go, what are you kidding me? 260 pounds won't break a bike. But apparently, users pay $95 per year or $25 per week to be a part of this bike program. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what the bike program actually does. I don't understand why you would pay. If you're talking about New York City, what happens? Are you taking a subway into town and then you get on a bike? Or are you supposed to cross the George Washington Bridge on the bike? I don't get that. I don't know too much about what's going on in this bike share program. But apparently there is a weight limit. And so for people who may really need to be in this bike program, I guess they're getting turned down. Speaking of weight, a dachshund named Obi. I love that Obi. It doesn't look like Obi-Wan Kenobi spelling. Anyway, was formerly obese. And I guess he lost weight. And he lost, 40 pounds. Well, whenever you lose a lot of weight for a dog, I guess he was 77 pounds, had a big tummy, not too big a tushy, big tummy. He lost the weight. Now he has all this extra skin. So, apparently he's now going to get a tummy tuck. And Nora Venata, a veterinary technician in Portland, Oregon, adopted Obi from his former owners after a relative stepped in and asked for help because Obi was so big. She put Obi on an exercise regimen and weight loss diet. In the year and a half before surgery, he lost 40 pounds. And if some of you are like, oh, man, we're talking about pets again. Well, you know, listen, guys, okay, we love our pets. But not only do we love our pets, but pets are expensive. And if you have a pet that comes down with diabetes and renal disease, okay, any of you that have ever had a sick pet, it costs money. It costs a lot of money. And so, you know, we had a cat, a very young kitten. She was only 3 years old, comes down with renal disease. I loved her to death. There was no way I was not going to do what I needed. Emptied out her bank account, $2,000 to get, you know, and she still died. Oh, it was a he. Sorry. He looks like my girl cat, so I called a she. You know, still died. And, you know, wasn't anything we could do. Probably he was born with some bad kidneys. You know, we still don't know if it had to do with that. Pet food recall. Remember, animals were getting kidney disease from pet food, so it could have been that. I don't know. But, you know, so, you know, when it comes to your animals, if your animals are gaining weight also, you got to get on top of that. You know, I know people think they're just pets. No, they're pets. And they're like our little babies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of babies, the U.S. Census Bureau has released a report yesterday estimating that more women give birth that are unmarried than those who are married. And one of the latest numbers is 3 out of 5 when they're moms for a first time, they're single when they're doing it. You know, we looked at certain states and the incidences of a single mom pregnancy. And Provo, Utah was low, kind of 8%. Wyoming had them beat. Okay, Wyoming was even less. But one of the highest rates was Flagstaff, Arizona. Flagstaff, Arizona, 75% of women are single when they get pregnant. 75%. Washington, D.C., 50%. Only half of the women are married at the time they're having kids. Now, is it because, people are wanting to just have kids outside of marriage? Is it because people are using birth control correctly? What's going on here? Okay. Pretty interesting stuff. And so we spent a significant amount of time in the first hour talking about this because, you know, where we're concerned is, you know, what a woman wants to do and whether she wants to have premarital sex or whatever, her choice. But the tax dollars fall upon us. So we'll talk about what programs are out there for single moms. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. the number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione, is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can always download that for free. We play usually the last 3 hours of the show. If you ever miss any of those hours, it connects you to podcasts, prior shows, so you never feel like you miss anything. We had a pretty good discussion in the first hour about the rising rate of women not married at the time when they get pregnant. And while we have all these discussions and health related news and stress related news and suicide rates up because of recession, etc., I think we all could be in agreement bipartisanly that we need to figure out ways to spend less money. And our tax dollars keep going up. And we have many government handouts, but those handouts are for a reason. I hate using the word handout, but we have certain safety nets for people, moms who are unwed that get pregnant. I believe there was a law being suggested that we pay for their high school and college if they get pregnant. There's WIC out there to help, you know, get food for mom and baby. There's, of course, TANF, which is Temporary Aid for Needy Families. It's a block grant program, which I guess replaced the aid to families with dependent children in 1996. It kind of helped reflect the welfare reform guidelines of the time, gives a cash grant to families each month for a period of up to 2 years, has work requirements, etc. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, single parents with children under age 6 are required to spend 20 hours a week on work-related activities like job training, etc. Those with children over 6 spend 30 hours a week on those tasks. We have Medicaid. We have the food stamp program. There's Section 8 housing, administered by the U.S. Department of Urban Development, provides assistance in paying for housing. There's a household income and certain eligibility, et cetera. And so, you know, we have these in place, and I think we should have these in place for people that end up finding themselves in a situation where they are going to be financially in trouble and can't care for their child. Where I get extremely nervous is when there's the idea that people don't care, you know, that they're going to get pregnant when they aren't financially able to, because the state's going to take care of them. Now, many states and cities are already financially strapped and on the verge of bankruptcy. The government is trying to figure out who else they could tax to bring more money into the system. Meanwhile, we're hearing that more and more people aren't married when they decide to get pregnant, or they're having unprotected sex and whoops, oh, well, I guess I got pregnant. I mean, in the olden days, you were very, very concerned about getting pregnant when you weren't married. I know I brought up the Hatfields and McCoys mini series on History Channel. I started watching it last night. It got to the point where I was at the part of the series where I guess the McCoy daughter gets knocked up by the Hatfield son. And of course, you know, she's freaked out because she was supposed to save herself for marriage and they got pregnant, but he said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you, etc. But, you know, one of the moms didn't want that, so she sent the kid to the aunt to take care of them. Nobody talked about in the 1880s about welfare taking care of, you know, the babies or whatever. I mean, family members just had to chip in, or, you know, the guy had to marry her. Okay, nowadays, if it's starting to be the trend or the norm to get pregnant when you're not in a relationship, I don't care what you do on your own time. You have premarital sex, unprotected sex, that's your business, I don't care. But where I get involved, because I don't want to be involved, but where I get involved is if my tax-paying dollars are going to it. Okay, I don't want my tax-paying dollars going to something that could have been prevented. I want my tax-paying dollars going to sick kids, to autistic children, going to Medicare, going to, you know, I mean, people that, you know, did everything they were supposed to when bad things happened to them. You know, you deciding not to, you know, keep your zipper up or keep your knees closed, guys or girls, why should I have to pay for that? And unfortunately, it looks like more and more people are going to be requiring federal and state aid because they aren't within some sort of an institution of marriage or whatever where they have two people that could work, etc., and make this happen. I mean, being a single mom, I couldn't imagine what you guys are going through. That must be so difficult. But then why are so many of you getting pregnant unwed? I mean, should we go back to waiting to have sex till you're married? Should we maybe educate more people on birth control? We were talking about the Plan B and how the FDA has now approved Plan B for people that are, remember yesterday, the FDA mandated that Plan B be available over the counter for people 15 years and over. Well, today, the Washington administration is fighting that, wanting birth control to be, or the over-the-counter emergency pill to be available for any age. Don't just allow 15 years old on up. It should be available for any age, 12 years old on up. And what kind of blows my mind is, you know, if a 12-year-old is scrambling to run and get over-the-counter prescription or over-the-counter emergency contraception, that probably means that that 12-year-old kid or 11-year-old kid doesn't know about protected sex. And maybe that kid needs talking to. I mean, maybe that kid needs some sort of education. If somebody has to run and get emergency contraception, then that person obviously is scared about getting pregnant. And they obviously did something that caused them to fear getting pregnant, hence unprotected sex. You see? And the reason why these prescriptions, you know, have been, you know, only available with the, a prescription is because it hopefully gives the medical provider a chance to talk to these people. Obviously, the parents aren't talking to these kids. Why does the government want to, force the issue to have anybody of any age be able to get emergency contraception? Don't you think the government would be a little bit more interested in preventing the pregnancy and preventing the unprotected sex to begin with? Don't you think? And I guess the answer to that is a hell no. Now, while we're trying to figure out the sequestration and the budget, etc., nobody is going to make any cuts on these programs. I don't want cuts to be made on the programs. If a girl makes a mistake and the guy makes a mistake and they're trying to, figure out how to take care of the baby, you want there to be that safety net. But if we come to find out people are choosing that way because they get, benefits from the state and from the country. They just don't want to get married. No, we can't tolerate that. You got to take care of your own. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had called asking them about the superbug gonorrhea. Apparently, California has this program now, of course, state money, where 12-year-olds get condoms mailed to their house, boys and girls. I don't know how many millions of dollars, but anyway. A program where kids get free condoms. And, some of you think it's good because of the STDs. I get that. Some of you are like, what are you talking about? And apparently, 12-year-old kids, they think is the best age to step in and start giving them condoms. I mean, should we maybe convert our forces to abstinence training? I liked this one. There was this one, they would make fun of it on TV all the time, where a school project would be taking care of a baby, where you had to take care of an egg or you had to take care of a baby and nothing could happen to it. And if anything happened to it, you failed. So you had to take the baby with you all the time. It would cry. It would wake you up in the middle of the night. Whatever happened to that homework assignment? I thought that was brilliant. Now, of course, I mean, that's not going to talk a kid out of sex. But, I mean, maybe we need to go back to those assignments in school. I don't know. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Make sure to be safe, and God bless.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.